produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Well, hello. We thank God for this wonderful, blessed day. And I'm Dr. Hope. And I'm here to empower you today. Empowerment today. I want you to know that God is not and will never be finished blessing you, because his words are not going to return unto him void. He's not going to speak something and then cause it not to produce what it is that he's called it to do in your life. I am so grateful that the Lord is steadfast. Not one tittle of his word is irrevocable, is unstoppable. Can't nothing doubt unbelief, no outside forces, and no inside thoughts that's coming from the realm of Satan can stop you from overcoming and having what it is that God has already said and planned for your life. You know, over in the book of Genesis, I always start there because that's the beginning. God spoke a blessing over Adam and over Eve. He spoke a blessing that has not returned unto him yet, because whatever he speaks, it is impossible. It is actually impossible for him to keep his word. Over in the book of Hebrews, he's already proclaimed it and said it to us. He said it with great authority and confidence, knowing that this is what he has planned for us and it will never return. He said, I swear, when he told the Hebrews not to swear, he told them, don't you ever swear. Don't swear. But over in the book of Hebrews, he swears. But over in the Old Testament, let me correct that. Over in the Old Testament, he admonished his children. He said, don't ever swear. But my God, over in Hebrews, he said, I have sworn by myself and by my word. And that means that it's impossible for God's word to return to him. Over in Genesis 1:28, it tells us what God spoke over us. He spoke a blessing. Not things, blessings. We have the blessings, the house, the clothing, and the food, the healing, the anointing. All of these things we have because he spoke a blessing. He blessed us. And how did he bless us? He blessed us with his word. He blessed us and told us what to do. He said, you multiply. He said, be fruitful. Being fruitful means to produce something, to show evidence of whatever it is that is supposed to come forth from his word. He said, multiply. He didn't say divide. He said, multiply. He said, increase. He said, he will bless us 30, 60, 100 fold. He said, he will double the things that he's spoken to us. He will multiply it. I tell you, people of God, we are in a realm of blessing. Don't go by what you see and what you feel. Don't let the five senses train your spirit man and train your thought life and your will and your emotion and your intellect. The Bible tells us we are to train our senses to know the difference between good and evil. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. You are already blessed. A blessing is something conferred upon you, something that is given to you. God has conferred a word over his children, and you are his child, born of the Spirit of God, washed in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he has conferred upon you. He has given you something that is irrevocable. It cannot return to him. And he has given us the word to multiply, to be fruitful. How are we going to be fruitful? Whatever it is over in the book of John that God spoke, Jesus spoke. He said the Father is the gardener or the husbandman. He takes care of the garden. What is the garden? The garden is your heart, your spirit, the inner person, the inner being. He said he will weed out all of that. And he said, I'm divine. I'm connected to the gardener. And I'm divine. And nothing flows out of me but life. And you are the branches, and there should be something on the branches. Be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. He had put seed in the earth, the seed of the word that was spoken in Genesis, the seed of what God put in the earth. He said everything will produce after his kind. He didn't say that everything will have to be changed in a couple of years, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. No, he said everything produces after its kind. And what did he mean about that? Just what he said. If you plant the word of God in the garden of your heart, knowing that the blessing of the Lord has already been spoken over you by the Creator himself and told you, what is it that your hands find to do? He said, I will bless it. What is it that you are involved in? You don't have to worry and ask, will God bless this? Will God bless my home? Will God bless my body? Will God bless my food? Will God bless me in the position that I'm in? You don't have to ask that question. All the things you do is ask God how you want to bless me where I am. How you want the blessing. How do you want me to multiply? What is the strategy for where I am right now? Give me the layout, the blueprint from your heart, because you've already blessed us. I'm telling you, people of God, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. You're redeemed from the curse. Stop saying everything can go wrong, will go wrong. Stop saying I'm having a bad day. This may seem like a simple thing, but you must train your mouth to speak what God is saying. You know, people get upset about folks saying they blessed. But you know, when you're in the body of Christ, you're not bragging. You're not bragging. You're not being braggadocious. You're just saying, I'm blessed. I can multiply. It's been conferred upon me by the great government. The great government of heaven has conferred upon me personally and upon my family and everything concerning. I don't care what it looks like. You know, sometimes we can be in such a predicament that it looks like we can't come out. But I'm telling you, God will speak a word, and that word is the blessing for you to activate in your life, and to activate it first by being persuaded by the Holy Ghost and by being sure that this is a word from God for you. You activate that by what you say out of your mouth, what you accept from what you see and what you hear and what you see. You are blessed. The blessing of the Lord has been conferred upon you. You're redeemed from the curse. You've been bought back from every bloodline curse. I don't care what your bloodline is all about. Your DNA is already blessed. Don't let nobody tell you that your DNA is cursed. Your DNA is of God, because he said it, because of the bloodline. Because our bloodline was changed by Jesus Christ. You are blessed. Your genes are blessed. Your DNA is blessed. Everything you put your hands to do is blessed. Your body is blessed. You may be in pain, but your body is blessed. And I'm going to decree, because of the authority that we have in Jesus' name, that whatever it is that is causing you havoc, causing you torment, causing you pain, causing your mind to feel like you are overwhelmed, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release you from it, because you're blessed. In Jesus' name, the Messiah, the soon coming King. Listen to this, people of God. Oh my God, I'm so overexcited. I'll use that word, because we have to know that whatever God says is true. The blessings give you authority over the curse and the devourer. John 10:10, he said it in his word, that I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Don't get tired of the scripture. Don't get tired of speaking the scripture. Don't get tired of seeing the scripture. Don't get tired of attending to the word. Like it said over in Proverbs, it said, my son, attend, pay attention to my word. Just attend to my word. Watch over my word. Speak my word. Look at my word. Know that my word is my blessing over your life. That devourer has come to devour you, but because now you're gaining more knowledge, you're being empowered now even more so on the scriptures that you already know. Don't let those scriptures fall from your hearing today. The blessing gives you authority over the curse. Galatians 3:13, Christ. Don't be looking at the realm of the seen, but the Colossians tell us to put our minds on the things where Christ is. And we have other things to put our minds on, but he said, what is Christ saying? Not what the devil saying. What is Christ saying you can do? What is Christ saying in his word for you? Put your mind on those things. That's where the blessing is. It even tells us over Malachi 3:11, God has rebuked the devourer. God rebuked the devourer. You said it doesn't seem like it. Oh, come on, people of God. It doesn't even matter. You're training your senses. You're training your emotion. When you feel a negative emotion, say, no, I am applying the blessing of God, his word to your emotion. I speak to your emotion. I speak to that oppression. In the name of Jesus, you are rebuked from me. I speak to my brain that's trying to figure out you. I speak to my nervous system. I speak to my body. I speak to my children's situation. I can give you a testimony. I was separated from my daughter, my God, and I get emotional for 12 years. Do you understand? She lived in the same city, and very seldom would I see her or hear from her. And it was so heartbreaking. Not that she was on drugs or anything like that. The devil just had blinded her mind. The devil had lied to her. Circumstances had lied to her. People she loved had lied to her. So she just stopped talking and communicating with the family and even with me, even during the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, birthdays. Oh, no, she wouldn't even communicate. But I tell you, because I believe the word of God and believe in prayer, praying the word of God, speaking what God says into the earth, my daughter got set free about a year ago, and God has turned her life around. She's back in the word. She has a great promotion on her job. I'm telling you, God has blessed her with new material blessing, because the word of God will never return unto him void. You are blessed, people of God. God anointed Jesus for the purpose of bringing deliverance from the curse. And you can find that in Luke 4:18. He said that he had come to set the captive free, set at liberty them that's been bruised, Open the prison doors. I don't care if you got people in prison. There are people that have repented. And yes, we know the system. But if you know that it's time for God to release them, I'll tell you, you can speak that the prison doors is open and they will walk out. I have family that I've spoken it over who was wrongly accused. And this is for somebody. They were wrongly accused, and they wouldn't even give them, wouldn't even allow them to come out, wouldn't give them a bail bond, wouldn't even let nobody support them. But I tell you, the word can go into the prison. God's word can go anywhere, and he set the captive free like he did Peter when Peter was falsely accused because of the word of God, and he was in prison. God sent an angel. Hallelujah. We live in a realm that has no flaws. We live for a God that is a righteous judge. Don't give up. Even if you have felt like giving up, and we all have, know that the word of God will come to you and deliver you. Luke 4:18, Jesus went about doing good over Matthew 9:35. See, this is what the word is all about. Jesus have brought us into that blessing. I don't care what anyone said to you. If you have Jesus Christ, he's fulfilled every curse, every blessing, every sickness. You know, I often tell my testimony and how I've fought. The enemy was always trying to come and attack my brain. And when I say attack, I mean put a heaviness on it, not depression, but I couldn't think. A foggy mind. I don't care what nutritional situations that I will use, nutritional values from vitamins and drinking protein and drinking superfood, it will never go away. But I'm here to tell you today, because of the blood of Jesus and the blessing that cannot be return or cannot be destroyed and cannot be taken back. God will never hardly or shundle. God will never take his blessing back from you. I sit here by the grace of God, healed today because of the word of God. Jesus Christ has already delivered us. Jesus healed all who was oppressed of the devil. Are you oppressed? Is he trying to push you back? Is he trying to stop you from promotion? Is he trying to stop you from getting the new home you need, from providing for your family? What is the oppression of the enemy? Is he trying to oppress your thoughts? Is he trying to oppress your household? What is it? Is he trying to use sickness and tell you what is the will of God, that that you will not be healed? I don't care if he could raise Lazarus from the dead. You step out on your faith and you believe God. No, we can't do it on our own. No, we cannot raise the dead on our own. No, we cannot heal on our own. But we can believe what Jesus, the Messiah, and the Father God has come into covenant on, that it will, his word will never be broken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus will heal all who are oppressed of the devil. You can go to Acts 10:38. Those who were oppressed by the devil, they were not oppressed by God, because God does not oppress us. Why? Because he's spoken a blessing. He said, be fruitful. Be fruitful. Your body be fruitful. Your lungs be fruitful. God created everything in our bodies to function. Don't say, I can't. Don't say, oh, I can't. I'm giving up. Don't do that. Get with people who truly believe the word of God. If someone is speaking negativity, trying to get you to fold and give up your faith because they look hopeless, don't give up. If somebody said, what if they go home to be with the Lord? Or what if I don't get that loan? Or what if I don't get that house? No, just keep that seed of the word working in you, because the seed will germinate. And whatever it is that you can conceptualize, like a woman allowing a sperm to go into her womb, that baby being conceptualized. If you can conceive it, is what I want to say to you today. If you can conceive it, if you will say, I accept it, I believe it, and yes, but you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith for the blessing, because we live in a cursed world. What do you mean about that? The curse is in the system of the world. Everything changes. Everything in the earth realm is temporary. Everything is our bodies and everything. But God said, because you live there, you are born again. You are living out of the kingdom, a different system than the word. People of God, I admonish you now to start practicing the blessing. Look at whatever you see in your life today and say, you're blessed. And even if they say, no, I'm not. Say, I curse that word, you're blessed. I curse every word to come out of your mouth. Oh, no, I can't. Say, you are blessed. Don't let them curse themselves, especially your children and people. You have the authority to bless. And you have the authority to bless anybody around you, anybody you love. You can bless them. You can bless them with whatever their needs are. I want to say this to you. God's word gives account. God's word gives account of a blessing. It gives the account everywhere you read. You'll see that a spirit of infirmity is not of God. When Jesus walked in the blessing of God, because of the anointing upon him, God attacked an infirmity through Jesus' words. Over in Luke 13 and 11, the woman who had been attacked in her body for 18 years, what did Jesus do? Jesus said, woman, thou art loose. And he wants us to say the same thing over our lives, over the people we love. Woman, thou art loose. I tell you, you are blessed, and you can claim those blessings. You can claim the window of heaven being open. You can claim the blessing. You can make a declaration that you are empowered by God. Don't worry about what or how low you are in the eyes of people. You just keep speaking it. You got to speak it. You got to speak what's in your heart. You got to speak it. You got to praise God, not just praising him because you want something. Yeah, he already know that. Praise him because he wants you to have whatever it is that you believe in for. You got to let your man know that you are not going to give up. People, we are blessed. We are blessed. We receive the blessing by faith. We receive it by believing what God is saying. When you wake up in the morning or in the evening or during any period of time, you just open your mouth, not to people, not necessarily to anyone, but you open your mouth and speak what the blessing is over your life. I am blessed. You may be so far under pain, so far under oppression, so far being depressed, but you can open your mouth because the word of God is going to choke out oppression, going to choke out depression, going to choke out a lack. Oh my God, God's word is going to choke out every doubt and every belief that is not of God. Because that's God is working with you and not against you. Don't forget Proverbs 10 and 22 out of the Amplified. The blessing of the Lord, the blessing, not the blessings with the S, the blessing of the Lord. It makes truly rich. What you need to be rich in? I knew how I needed to be rich in standing in the mirror, speaking that word over myself. When I felt like crying, speaking a word of myself, when I couldn't think straight, I kept standing in the mirror. I kept writing it down over and over and over. so that I could see it. I kept taking that word with me everywhere I would go so I can look at it. So when I stopped at the red light, I would just flip a page and look at it. I tell you people, God's blessing will never fail you. He has blessed you. Hebrews 4, you can't get around Hebrews 4 and what it says. What does Hebrews 4 say? He said, there still remain a rest. What is that rest? That rest is the blessing of God that he spoke over the children of Israel. That rest is still the blessing of God, the blessing that he spoke that will never return. The rest is in what God said in the book of Hebrews. When he spoke it, he said on the seventh day. Now, I'm not talking about a particular day or a particular religion at this point. This is not what I'm talking about. The revelation that I have that I'm talking about is simply this. The blessing that God spoke that day and rest was the blessing that says, I will never take it back. I'm through with everything pertaining to man's life. That was the blessing. It wasn't just that he had finished everything for man, it says, everything for us. And God set in motion a system. He activated an atmosphere of his word that anytime the angels hear it, anytime the devil hear it, anytime we plant that seed of the word in the atmosphere, in our heart, in our home, that devil have to know that the people of God have a blessing from God and have been pronounced and given, and it has been conferred upon them that it will never return unto them void. Hallelujah. The blessing of the Lord, hallelujah, make us rich, make you rich. Don't go talking about, what about these prosperity messages? Oh my God, don't get caught up in none of that. Go see what the word is saying, what it means to be rich. All a full supply, that's what it means. Do you have a full supply? Do your children have a full supply? Are your children in the school you want them to go to? You say, I can't afford it. No, you can't, but God can. I can remember so many blessings that I could not afford. I couldn't afford a car because my credit was so bad. But God said that I could ask whatever I will in his name, not in the name of my creditors, not in the name of the dealership. All of that is important. But when God speaks, his supernatural power overtakes the natural situation. But don't say it one day or 2 days or 10 days or five. Start training yourself to say it forever and watch the power of God over your life. Start training yourself to empower yourself with the word of God. Right here, I want to say, if you don't have scriptures for what you are believing, then go into the word. If you don't have a vision of the blessing of the Lord, go into the word and see what God is saying about it. If you don't know how to speak blessing, sit down with your Bible, the whole Bible, and look up scriptures on just being blessed. Just being blessed. Just being blessed. And just speak them. Speak them. Speak. Your head is going to cry out so hard. It's going to say, oh, no, I don't want to hear that again. I don't want to hear that. I can't process that. That is not the image I got in my brain. You messing with me. I'm trying to give you all the doubt that you already done put in me. Now you're trying to dig up that seed, and I can't stand it. Yeah, that's how your mind would talk to you. Oh, but why are you on the bus stop? Why are you catching a train? Why are you in your car? Why are you flying to your next appointment? whatever, while you're in your classroom with your students, oh my God, just get that blessing that's been conferred upon you in your situation, and you continue to speak it. Hallelujah. My God is an awesome God. He cannot lie. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he has to repent. I'm telling you, there is nothing wrong with you. All you need to do is start speaking the word. The word is the blessing. Go back to Genesis 1:28. Go back to it. Go to Proverbs 22. Just go to it. Go to Galatians 3:14 and see your blessing. Go there. Go there and speak that word over yourself. For we were created by God to be fully supplied in every possible way. Go back and see what God has done for you. You have plenty of everything, but you have to believe what God said and what God wants to do for you. There is never lack with God. It's never anything you can't have. If you decree it and you declare it, that you have been empowered to prosper and to succeed in everything you do. This is Dr. Hope. I just want to stop and tell you that this is Dr. Hope. This is Empowerment Today. God wants you to be the top. He wants you to be the chief. He wants you to be the leader. He wants you to be the head. He wants you to be the captain. He don't want you to be the end. He don't want you to come up on the end in the rear. He don't want you to be that. He don't want you to be a little stump. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. He wants you to always be at the top. See, I'm speaking the blessing and not the curse. Never at the bottom. You said never at the bottom. Never at the bottom. That's the word of God. Go over in Deuteronomy and look at it around the 13th verse. He wants you to always go up and not down because God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? The word of God cannot be recalled. Man can make mistakes, but God can never, never, ever, ever make mistakes. Let me tell you that the Lord will, and he has opened his good treasure to you. He has opened them. I'm exalting you today to stand on that word. Talk that word to God. Remind him of his word. I don't care how overwhelming it seems. He's opened his storehouse in heaven. You say, how I get it out? By believing him, speaking it, getting you an image of God. It's not a man that he should lie. Don't let nobody say to you that you can't have it. I tell you, people of God, we are so blessed. And this is the word of the Lord to us today, that the Lord will open the heaven, the storehouse of his bounty. Don't ever think lack. Always think love. Plenty of love. Plenty of blessings. Things from God. Don't let people tell you God don't want to give you things. He's blessed you so you can have things. He put everything in the earth that we need. We just have to ask him and be convinced that it's the will of God for you. God will throw open the doors. Look up in the sky. He will throw them open for you. This is Dr. Holt, Empowerment Today. And I want you to continue to listen every month, every week for Empowerment Today. I'll see you next time. God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Well, hello. God bless you. This is Dr. Hope, and I am here to empower you today. Empowerment today is very important because God left it on record how he wants us to empower our days and how he has spoken over our lives that we are in the image of him and that we are to be productive and we are to reproduce. We are to carry out his heart in the earth. And today we're going to just talk about the blessing and the curse. We're going to have a series of teaching. This will be a series of teaching on the blessing and the curse. Now, you know that God has always, from the beginning, wanted us to know how he felt about us and how he loved us and how he still loves us and how he wants us to breathe in and out who he is in the earth and give life everywhere we go. But we can't do it if we don't understand that there is a system that has been put in place through the spoken word out of the mouth of the Father God himself from the beginning of time to make sure that we are able to speak blessing over other people, over ourselves, and that we're able to take advantage of what he's spoken over us. Let's look at Genesis, the first chapter, and how God spoke in when he made everything. Let's back up just a second. God made everything before he put Adam in the earth. He wanted everything to be a garden. We know it as the Garden of Eden, and that's a place of pleasure, a place of rest, a place that is productive, a place that is like heaven. God wanted heaven to be on earth in the Garden of Eden. So what did he do? He created everything before he placed man, which was Adam, into the earth, because he wanted Adam to enjoy the earth just like he enjoys heaven. As you know, the earth is the image of heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When God placed Adam in the earth, everything according to the book of Genesis, the first chapter where everything began, in the beginning God created heaven and the earth. Not the heaven where he lives, but the heaven where we are to live. The stars, the moon, the earth, the vegetation, the animal kingdom, everything we are supposed to be ruling over to make sure we had plenty. There was no lack. There was no shortage. There was nothing that we needed to do but accept what God had done for us. And Adam was placed into the Garden of Eden. And because God placed him there, he spoke a word over Adam even before Eve got in the picture, even before Eve was created out of Adam. God, the first word that Adam heard was blessing. Not blessings. The things were already there. But God put a blessing on his life through speaking words over his life. The first thing that Adam heard with his eardrum was God saying to him that he was to be fruitful. He was to multiply. What was it that Adam heard? Adam heard the sound of the voice of God in empowering him with divine creativity, the ability to reign over the earth and to make it perfect, the reflection of God in his life, the reflection of God and what God wanted in the earth for us. Adam, the first thing he heard a blessing spoken over him. You know, sometimes when children are being born in the earth, the first thing they hear, they hear things like, I don't want this baby. I don't want to be pregnant. This child wasn't planned. I don't want to bring this child into this world. I don't know if I can love this child. This child looked like his daddy. This child may look be handicapped. They said that this child will be Down syndrome. They just hear all kinds of curses over them. But Adam heard the voice of the Lord empowering him with the divine, with supernatural power, creativity, creating ability, being able to govern the universe, being able to speak words like God over any and everything that God gave him dominion over. Praise God. And that is the blessing that God has been trying to get the body of Christ, those of us that are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ in the earth. God has been trying to get us back to the place of Eden. Now, the place of Eden is not the same way in the same, like the garden, like the physical place of Eden. He wants to get us back to the blessing that he has spoken in the earth, back to the garden of authority, ruling in our mind, ruling in our home, ruling in our careers. Not selfishness. That's not a part of the rulership and the dominion of God. He's wanting us, not deception, that's a part of the fall, but he's getting us back to a mindset where we can think like him, think like he thinks about everything that comes against us in this world. Now listen to this. The curse always will be in the earth. The curse. Why? Not on us, not to us, but in the earth. Because what has happened, Satan came and he deceived Eve. Of course, you know that. And when he did, what happened? It put a curse in the earth. It put a declaration of doom and failure against mankind. That's what happened when we disobey God, when we start thinking the thoughts of the enemy. What does it do? It causes us to start making declarations of doom and failure. Failure of, I'm not going to make it. I don't know how I'm going to overcome. This thing's been going on too long. I don't know if I can continue to believe God. See, those are words that never came out of the mouth of God pertaining to us. Those are not the words of the Father who created us. Those are words that came out of the failure of man to disobey the voice of God. See, the curse will say to you that you will always be a failure. It will cause you to not to be able to be successful. It will say that you things will be terminated in your life, that you will miss out on life, that your life will never be happy. Those are cursed words. It will render you idle. It will make you walk around like you don't know your direction. That's a curse, because the word of God said in all our getting, we can have an understanding, because that's the will of God for us as blessed people. But we tend to forget the blessing that God has put on our lives, the blessing that will never return to God void. The word of the Lord will never return unto him void, but it will perform the thing that God has sent it to do in our lives. But we must line our minds and our thought life and our images and the pictures that we see and the words that we hear. We must line those things up with what God has said, because what he's spoken the blessing over us. He has not spoken a bitter pill to our lives. Some people walk around and say things like, well, it's like a bitter pill. I got to swallow it. You don't have to swallow anything. The word of God let us know, whatever we take into our eyes of the word of God, whatever we hear, whatever we accept, whatever goes into our heart, whatever we speak out our mouth, the word of God is the only thing we have to accept. And then we walk around and we say things like, everything that could go wrong goes wrong. Stop speaking that. That's not the blessing. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What does that mean? Christ purchased us. We've been purchased. Why? Because out of all the people, Adam all the way to Abraham, when God spoke to Abraham, he spoke a blessing. He told Abraham, because you believe me, Now I'm going to bless your seed. And everybody that comes to me will receive the blessing of Abraham. What was the blessing of Abraham? Well, that God spoke over him. He was getting him right back to the Garden of Eden, where everything would be fulfilled, but in a different way. What did he speak? He spoke Deuteronomy 28, one thing. And the other thing that he spoke is righteousness. Because, oh, in the book of Romans, it says because Abraham believed God, it was accredited unto him as righteousness. So God has fixed it so that we can come back and not just be blessed, but if we believe him, we can be blessed the same way that Abraham was blessed. Then what happened? Then Abraham came on the scene. He obeyed God. He believed God. God did what he said. And then God sent Jesus, our Messiah. He sent Jesus to confirm everything, to bring everything into consummation, to put everything together for us, that the blessing that God has put on our lives can never be broken again. Praise God. What is the blessing? The blessing is a declaration also. Everything you get, blessed or cursed, it's going to come out of your mouth. And the blessing is spoken the same way the curse is. Everything that we get comes out of our mouths and out of our hearts and out of what we believe. But thanks be unto God, who always calls us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So the blessing is a declaration which empowers you to succeed. The blessing of the Lord is here to empower us, to give us the ability to do things that we cannot do our own. You'll see that in Genesis 1:28. God blessed them. God blessed them. They already had things. All of the things, the material things, was already in the earth. But then God put a blessing on mankind. We have a blessing that is operating over our lives every day, whether we understand it or not. The blessing is operating not because of me or because of you, but because of Jesus and what he has done. He has purchased us and redeemed us and bought us back from the curse, from the doom, from failure, from sickness, from disease, from lies, from deception. It is not for the kingdom of God. There is none of that in the kingdom of God. And remember, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God blessed them, Adam and Eve. And God said, remember, the authority that God gives us, he has to give it to us by saying it, by saying it, by word. So I would admonish you, encourage you, to start speaking what you already know. Start speaking what you want. Start speaking the words that God has said. Yeah, it may seem hard to do that because we're coming against something known as the curse, as lack and poverty or some sickness or some mental problem or something that is trying to bring us down and trying to make us not believe God. No, it's okay. You speak what God says to you, and God said, well, how do you say things? You say things with words. And God said unto them whom Adam and Eve, be fruitful. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. I don't see no curse there. Everything that God spoke and put into action, we don't have to try to make it happen. He said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish. We don't have to try to do that. How do you do that? You do it through hearing what God say to you on a daily basis. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to spend time with God and his word in order to know what you have and what authority that you have today. You know, in the blessing, everything that could go right is going to go right. Don't you ever not know this. Everything that could go right goes right in the blessing. You say it doesn't look like it. We don't live by what we see. We don't live by the mental realm, the emotion, by what we see and by what we feel. We don't live out our body. The body cannot attain the things of the kingdom. We live out our spirit. We live out of the word of God. We live by the help of the Holy Spirit, who we have, who is the mind of Christ, which we have and which we can function out of it every day. Deuteronomy 18:8-18 said, remember the Lord your God. Remember what God has said to you. Remember the blessing that God has put upon your life. We have already received by faith everything the Spirit promised to Abraham. How do we receive that? We receive it through Christ Jesus. God has blessed the Gentile with the same blessing he blessed Abraham with. He has blessed us with the same blessing. You have to go back and look at the blessing of faith, faith of believing God, trusting God, and having whatever it is that God promised Abraham. These things, those who are of the faith, are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. Those of us who are faith, our righteousness is by faith. Our salvation is by faith. Our riches is by faith. Our trust in God is by believing what he's saying. And faith is believing God. Whatever the word says, we're not going to make it hard. We're not going to make it where it's encumbrance, where it becomes overwhelming. We're going to look at what's not producing life, and we're going to call it what God calls it. We're going to say what God is saying. We're going to say that we are blessed. And if you are Christ, if you are Christ, if you are in Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. That's what the word says. If you are in Christ, you are Abraham's seed and an heir according to the promise. We walk by faith. Abraham believed God. We believe God and what he says for us. Jesus Christ has come according to Hebrews and become the express image of God for us. He is who God is honoring. Every word that God has spoken in the Old Testament has been fulfilled through Jesus Christ. And because it's been fulfilled through Jesus Christ, now we can enter into that place of faith and rest. We can labor to enter back into taking dominion. Dominion. Take control. You are sovereign. God gave you a sovereign ability to take control. Don't be afraid and say it's too far gone or I can't do it because it's too much. No, you got the whole heaven backing you up. You got the whole heaven. Don't be afraid and say, if I believe God, what if? What if? The only if that I know in the Bible, it says, if you can believe, all things are possible. That's in Mark 9:23. There are no ifs in God. It's only if we can believe what he says in his word and what he's spoken. People of God, we are moving back and we are growing and we are progressing and we are thinking like God. I don't care what the day looked like. We are sovereign. God has given us dominion and he's given us control to speak against every lie, every deception, to speak against every conspiracy and spirit, everything to try to confuse us. We speak the word against it, to speak against everything that looks like it's locked up, because God has opened the heavens for us. He said in the book of Deuteronomy that we're the head, We're not the tail. When you're the head, you're on top. You're on top. You're the upper part. You're the chief. You're the leader. You're the captain. God said you're the head of your life. You're the head of what you believe. When you're the tail, you're the end. God didn't say you were the tail. He said you're the head and not the end. You are not in at the bottom. You are not the rear. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are one to be fruitful. What is it that you need to be fruitful in? You can do it. God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? You shall only go up and not down. God had put it in motion. It's a system. Work with the system. Work your mouth. God said, well, you can say it with your mouth and believe it in your heart. Keep saying it with your mouth. Keep receiving it through what you see in the word, what you hear in the word, what you believe in the word. Keep saying it because that is what you're going to have. I want you to know we're not in a system that sometime will and sometime won't. We're in a consistent flow of God, a consistent flow of walking a lifestyle of a believer. We are supernatural believers. We're not just natural believers. We look at the natural things, and we take the supernatural power of God, and we begin to apply it to anything in the curse realm, bloodline cursing, things that keep coming up and trying to destroy you. My mother and my father also died of an aneurysm. He died of an aneurysm. And the enemy says that this is the way that our family is going to go. But the devil is a liar. I don't have a curse. Why would we come over into the kingdom of God and then God would sometimes let the devil do what he want to do and sometimes God would do what the devil did? That's confusion. God is God. God is not a man that he should lie. Nor the son of man that you have to repent. So you have to speak the word that God said. Go back to the Bible and look at God. I'm the upper part. I'm the chief. I'm the leader. I'm the captain. I'm not the end. I'm not the rear. I'm not coming up like that. I'm not at the bottom. I'm on top. I can only go up. I'm not going down. I'm not afraid to speak to any disease that try to come against me because Psalms 103 already told me I'm crowned with loving kindness and that God healing all of my diseases. Praise God. You are the head and not the tail. What we're going to do in the future, this is Dr. Alma Hope, Empowerment Today. Is the name of this broadcast. And you can hear this broadcast same time each month, twice a month. I want you to tune in because we want to dig deep and get the treasures of the mind of the spirit so that we can walk in a world with turmoil and things that are going wrong and we can walk victorious. Remember, your future is great, but you must make it count. And how are you going to make it count? You're going to make it count by receiving what God said to you. You're going to make it count knowing that you are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ, that you are not under the curse that would diminish you and cause things to flow away from you. You're under the blessing of increase. Things flow into your life, and God wants you to know that today. Be empowered. God bless you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Praise the Lord. God bless. God will make a way. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Alma Holt, and I'm here today with your empowering word from the word and the principles of God. I do understand now, like I've never understood before, why it is so important for us to understand faith, because out of faith comes everything that we would get from God. Hebrews lets us know that without faith, it is impossible to please God. There is no pleasing God without believing God. And there is no believing God without believing his word. I am so glad that God has made it all possible through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember, over the last couple of weeks, we've been sharing for the last three Mondays, maybe possibly four, time really moved fast, but we've been sharing about faith. And I wonder why God wants us to share so much on faith at this time, in this season in our lives. And I saw in my own spiritual understanding that faith is the foundation of everything. Faith, you know, God created the world by faith. Over in the book of Hebrews, we know that faith, God spoke the word of God by faith, and we understand by faith. We understand by faith. We don't understand by what we see. We don't understand by observation. We don't understand spiritual things by what we see and what we're able to process only through our natural wonderful abilities that God has given us. Our natural abilities are wonderful. They are wonderful in their perspective places, in the way they should be used in the earth realm, in the way that God designed them to be used for us to enjoy the earth that he created in the beginning, our sight to be able to behold the beauty of the creation of God, creative ability by creating things that we ignore now. Very seldom do we take the time to just look at the beautiful creation of the stars. When the last time that you took the opportunity to use your senses for the good of praising God and glorifying God, the things that we see with our natural eyes in the earth realm was created by a God that we do not see with our eyes, but we see him through the invisible by what he has created. Praise God. I am so grateful for all of the natural things, the natural ability to hold our babies and to love our loved ones and to be able to touch those that we love and to express our love through the sensory realm, through touch and through being able to see them and to lay our natural eyes and perception upon them. All these things are great. All these things are wonderful, what we see and what we taste. To be able to taste of the goodness of God through the vegetables and the fish and the beef and all of that. And you might think, what is Dr. Hope talking about today? I am talking about faith. Faith is great. Faith is what's going to get us past anything that limits us in this earth. But God also began to show me, and has been for years, how important our confession is when we are talking about faith, the confession of our faith, the saying of what we believe, the agreeing to what we believe. There are two kinds of confession. There's the confession of what we see, the natural realm, which I tried to describe and give you a vivid picture in your mental realm about the beauty of God. And wherever you are, you may have something that is beautiful, a waterfall. You may have a picture of something beautiful, of creation, these kinds of things. And all of that is great. But if we're going to live supernaturally and have God working in our lives, where we can visibly see the move of God, the hand of God, the manifestation of God for things in this earth realm that we're believing God for, then we're going to have to understand that our confession will kill our faith or build our faith. Yes, I said that it will kill your faith or it will build your faith. What your confession is, what you are saying, your word, what you are believing, your word, who you are trusting and what they are saying, your word. And God has said we must, as believers, confess what he says. Why? Because there are so many things, and I'm laying a foundation here, because there are so many things in the natural realm, sensory realm, in our sensory, our sense ability that would keep us from believing God. There are so many things that come out of this realm where Satan can influence our faith, can influence our faith in God, our faith in him, our faith in ourselves, our faith in what we believe. Satan, the god of this world, can influence us through our sensory realm if they have not been trained to know the difference between good and evil. The scripture let us know that we must train our senses to know the difference. Train our what we see, what we taste, what we feel, what we hear in the natural realm to know the difference between what we see, what we sense, what we hear in the spiritual realm. And so today, we just want to encourage you and empower you to watch your confession. Why? Because your confession will break you or make you. You know, our confession is, our faith, rather, is measured by our confession. You say, how is that? The word lets us know out of the abundance of the heart, the inner man, the spirit man, the mouth speaketh. It let us know that whatever we truly believe is going to come out of the unseen person, out of the inner man, out of the spirit man, or out of the person that lives on the inside of this body, and it's going to come out of your mouth. How do you know what people are thinking? How do you know what people want to know? You know about what they say out of their mouth. Whatever they constantly is saying is what their confession is what they are professing, is what they are believing. And God lets us know that we cannot confess everything that is adverse against the word of God and think that we will have the God kind of faith. In order to have the God kind of faith in your situation, you must confess the word of God. We'll never get away from the word of God. We'll never get away from that because that is the foundation. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. In the beginning was God, and the word was with God. In the beginning was Jesus. They didn't call him Jesus then because God gave him that name. He inherited his name from the Father. But in the beginning was Jesus. Jesus is the living word. He is the author. You know, those of you that write music and create drama and author books, and things of that nature, created some kind of invention that is blessing the world or blessing your family or blessing your city and your country, you know that you're the author. You knew the intent of whatever it was that you were about to create, your poetry, your books, your music, your whatever it is that you have created. You, the author, it came out of the inside. It didn't come from your natural senses. It came as a thought. It came as words. It came as pictures. And you began to see it in your inner man. And what did you do? You began to sketch it or put down the words or put a title to it. So Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So he knows how faith works. He knows how the spiritual realm works. And he knows that words are creative power. And if you confess things that are not in line with the great confessor himself, Jesus Christ, then what happens? You become a failure. You become a failure because you don't understand or you have not fully understood how to measure your faith by your confession. Oh, my God, our lips are designed to speak what's in our hearts. And what's in our inner man, what's inside of us, is what we believe. So there are two kinds of confession, negative confession, and then there's faith biblical confession. And we as believers must realize what we're confessing. Now, we confess our faith in Jesus Christ according to Romans. The Bible says, whatever we when we confess and believe in our heart, if we agree with what we heard, confession, you have to agree with something to confess it. You have to agree to failure to confess it. You have to agree to sin, and then you confess it. You have to agree with poverty, and then you confess it. You have to agree with loneliness, and then you confess it. You have to agree with anger, and then you confess it. You have to agree with failure, and then you confess it. Whatever is in you, your mouth will determine what you believe. Isn't that something? That's the reason why the Bible tells us to meditate like he said to Joshua, Joshua 1 and 8. Meditate. Think about. Get quiet. Spend some time thinking about the laws that I've left here with you, thinking about my words, thinking about what I have decreed, thinking about what I have said, thinking about what how I think. He said, he told Joshua 1:8, he said, meditate, see this word, think about this word, go over and over and over and over this word. Why? So you, when you speak out of your heart, out of the mind of Christ, out of the mind of God, out of the mind of who I am, then this is what you will have. Think about those things. So we must meditate to understand. We must meditate on the word so that we can confess the right thing. We must accept the word. And what the good part of the word, some people think the only thing we need to think about is our sins. No, we must confess what Jesus said about sin and not be sin conscious. We must confess what it says over in Corinthians 5:17. What does it say? I am a new creation. My God. See, we don't understand a lot of times we must meditate to remember that we're a new creature. We're a new creation. We're a new creation in Christ, not in our moms and dads. We're not a new creation in our bodies. Once we confess that we are new creation in Christ Jesus, Old things have passed away. You say, well, I don't feel like I'm a new creation. See, you are vacillating back into the realm of the sensory realm, into the realm of touch. You know, I learned so much about touch, and we'll be talking about all of that. But, you know, your touch is something else to be dealt with. Why? Because your touch, it experiences you, opens you up. To never thought about it. Why is your touch so important? God made your touch. He made your skin. Your skin is the largest organ in your body. And it includes your fingernails, your hair, your toenails, your toes, the inside of your mouth, your nose, your ears. The whole body got skin. And it's amazing when you touch a person, what they feel, the sensitivity, how they identify things by an object, by what they touch, how they identify the texture of what they touch, how they can tell the difference between how something feels by what they touch. You see what I'm saying? How the wind on your skin, you can identify whether it's cold or whether it's hot by what it touch, whether it's soft or whether it's rough or whether it's fuzzy. Come on, these things are great for the earth realm, but they are no good for the spiritual realm. You must cause your spirit man to dictate to your natural person or your natural senses what it is that you want out of life. Oh, praise God. And God has designed it so that we can do this. I'm telling you, we must understand that we are new creatures and stop confessing sin all the time. Stop vacillating back and I don't feel like I'm saved. Salvation is not by feeling. It's not by feeling. It's by grace and faith. By grace and by faith. Grace that God has given you. Grace that says it's not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. And it's about faith in him. Our salvation is totally in Jesus. So start learning about who Christ is. Take some time to grow spiritually in who your Savior is. And stop confessing our negativity about who you are. Do you know how that made God feel when you are confessing all that negative stuff, going back on sin and sin and sin? I'm not talking about living in sin. I'm not talking about justifying sin. I'm talking about taking your sins to Jesus Christ and let him wash your sins as far as the east is from the west, and get up in the morning not by feeling, but get up in faith. Hallelujah. Get up thanking God that I'm more than a conqueror today, but you don't feel like it. Thank God that my faith is greater than my feeling. You must confess what God is saying. You must understand that your confession will make or break you, that will cause you to be great or cause you to be a failure. You must understand that you confess whatever you confess out of your heart, like it says in Romans. That is not only the confession of our sins, but that's the way we live. Whatever we believe in our hearts and confess with our mouth, Romans 10 and 9, whatever we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, that's the way of life. That's the way of confession, not just sin. Whatever we believe. And you say, you're being redundant, you're repeating it. Yes, I am, because I want to lay a foundation of encouragement and exaltation, because next I want you to have a pen and paper if you can. If you can't, it's okay. I want you to go back and listen to this teaching. Why? Because we don't get it when we just first hear it. It's a step-by-step empowerment. We've been empowered by Jesus Christ, step-by-step, line upon line, precept upon precept. Hallelujah. We got to shake off that old mentality with a right thinking about what we are saying. So when you confess with your mouth, it's what you believe in your heart. And I want to say here that sometimes people have negative confession
and they just constantly listen to their weaknesses and their failures and their lack of money and their lack of ability and their lack of help. Why? That will bring you down sooner or later. It's going to bring you on that level. Your confession will eventually bring you on the level of what you think. Why not bring you on the level of greatness? Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Why not bring you on the level of where God is instead of the level of where the enemy is and what he is saying to you? You know we have an adversary. You know we have an adversary. So why are we listening to him? But I want to talk to you about what you are saying. You have to understand who you are. Who you are in the earth realm. Who you are in the earth realm. You're a child of God. Stop thinking that I'm only the child of my mother and my father. I'm only the child that was born in an orphanage. I'm only a child that was adopted. And adoption is not bad if you were adopted into the right family, because we've been adopted into the right family. Hallelujah. What it says in 1 John, what manner of love is that we should be called the sons of God or the children of God or the daughter of God? Oh, my God, what manner of love is this? This is what we should be confessing. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. And what manner, what kind of love is this? You can walk around and make you a song, create you a book or a personal book on what manner of love is this, and make you a legacy journal of how good God is to you, and confess the love of God in your life against abuse, against negative words, against what people have spoken to your life. Don't let your confession of negativity rule you. Let the confession of the word of God rule you. Confession, and I'll say this before we make a few confessions, confession is a spiritual law. Stop trying to make, I'm talking about whether you're making a negative confession or you're making a godly confession, a word confession, confessing the word of God. I'm telling you, it's a spiritual law. Words are spiritual. Words create. That is how God created everything. You say, why you say that? Because it's the truth. And look at yourself. You came out of words. That's the reason why it's so important what you confess, because what you confess has ears, and it hears. Why? Because everything was created out of words. And whatever you are confessing can hear you. Hallelujah. It hears you. You confess in words to your body, it hears you. You confess in word of your money hears you. Everything you touch hears you. Everything that was created by God from the beginning, and it was created by words. So therefore, every word we speak, the words I'm speaking right now is building you up. And you saying, yeah, God, the Holy Ghost is dropping certain seeds into your heart, and you are saying yes to that. Well, you know, I would really like to get a little farther, but I am not going to be able to do that, but we'll be back, and we're going to stay on confession. We're going to stay on what it means. We're going to walk it out step by step, how to do it, how to get my confessions to work for me. But I want to say to you, don't ever confess again, you can't. Because in Philippians 4:13, it says you can. Because Paul said, I can do all things, but I can't do it by myself. We're talking about spiritual things. That it said, I can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthened me. See, it's all about Jesus. Don't confess doubt again. Doubt and lack of faith over Romans 12:3. Don't confess that again. You confess God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Say, I got enough faith to work what I need to work today. Get your song going. Get it over and over in your mind. I got enough faith to work it. I got enough faith to work it. Never confess defeat again according to 2 Corinthians 2:14. God always calls me to triumph in Christ. I don't care what it is. You are more than a conqueror. Don't confess that you don't have wisdom again. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1 and 3 said, Christ Jesus is made unto me wisdom from God. Don't ever confess bondage again. I can't get free. I can't get free. Yes, you can. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17. Don't ever confess loneliness again. Matthew 28 and 20. Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. I'm telling you, you are more than a conqueror. This is Dr. Emma Holt, and I do speak empowerment. We've been empowered by the Holy Ghost to have visible manifestation of what we believe. Come back next time, and we are going to continue talking about our confession, making us or break us. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I love you. God bless you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.